Is a document which simply proves something which already exists. It doesn't defect anything, it proves something. For argument's sake, I sell something to my friend, I sell a house for $100,000. I take cash, $100,000 cash, put on the table, I'm buying a house. He says to me, "Oh, very nice, thank you very much." But I said to him, "I'm buying a house. I can use a piece of paper to prove that the house is mine." That piece of paper, I hereby declare, I write, "Well, the witness come and sign him, the house is addressed 100 West 100 Street, hereby sold to Reuven and Simmons, the purchase price is $100,000, signed by two witnesses, and given to the new owner, or signed perhaps by the original owner himself, of course, Stav Yardim." That doesn't accomplish anything. It already happened. It happened with Kev, because Kev said, "Kind of makes it for Kev." The star, exclusively what we call the star riot. The star has proved something. Is it clear? It's a very important note of distinction. Star opinion, if he said something, the star riot only proves it. By the way, if star opinion, if he said something, he could also prove something. That's an example of again. Again, he sets a divorce. It also proves a divorce. How does a woman prove to the bedroom that she wants to remarry, that she submitted to herself? Because she was assumed to deny earlier. And the answer is, she provides the proof. That's what was the days of old. She wasn't going to bed with a get. The get is a double function. If the star came in, he sets a divorce. And also doubles the star I had to prove to the world, to the bedroom, that it's actually a divorce. Okay? But a star, which is exclusively for proof, doesn't accomplish anything. The transaction took place via cash, and now the paper's only proven that it has taken place. It's called the star ride. Okay, I'm going to get that straight. That's Hibbian, star ride. The Rub says that according to the mayor, these two concepts are intimately related. The primary has in a few lines. Namely, the nature of the star, according to the mayor, is that the Bala star takes a piece of paper, which includes the raya, and places it into the hands of the person to whom it's supposed to go. And that is the concept we'll call in our language of America today, a self-fulfilling prophecy. When the man writes a piece of paper that says, "I hereby divorce you," and he hands it over to his wife, so fundamentally, the nature of a star is to provide proof of divorce. According to the mayor, the star opinion, what does it mean? If the husband gives the star, which is not all conceptually, as a star raya, and he gives it to his wife, it turns into a star opinion. According to the mayor, once again, the concepts of star raya and star opinion are very closely related. Because every star opinion in effect works conceptually as a star raya, which when it's handed over to the appropriate party, becomes a star opinion. That's why we understand very well. Eide chasima karsi. So let's explain again. What eide chasima karsi means that in order for a star to be a star, there have to be two witnesses signed upon it. Everyone understands intuitively that in order for a star to be a star raya, there have to be two witnesses. I mean, I think you understand very well. If I had a piece of paper I had it yesterday, which Sid said, Reuven sold the land to Shimon, no one signed on it, doesn't prove anything. Anybody can write that. Anybody can write, "Reuven sold the house to Shimon." That proves absolutely nothing. So a star which just has a story written there with no witnesses proves absolutely zero. There wouldn't be any proof of star raya, for sure not. But according to the mayor, that the whole essence of a star opinion is a star raya, which is when it's handed over appropriately, turns into a star opinion, clear that there must be Eide Chasima. No Eide Chasima, no existence of a concept of Star Raya can't exist, and therefore Star Kingdom can't exist. I repeat, quarter is mayor, the definition of a star, star Kenyan is, has fota saraya biyad, biyad other. If Reuven gives the raya to Shimon, or if Reuven gives the raya to Leah, in the case of a guest, then that itself becomes what we call a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that itself creates the effect of the divorce or of transaction, which the piece of paper attests to, by definition. In order to attest to anything, there have to be two witnesses, or maybe the handwriting of the Sagrado, which we'll speak of later on. Okay, this is going to be Mayor's opinion. Yes. To be a second, yes. Maybe not a quarter of the mayor. I'm quarter of the mayor. Certainly, yes. Quarter of the mayor, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a second alone. Possibly not. As a matter of fact, jump ahead a little bit. You already saw the Gemara, I hope, by now. But Yochel is dying. Kind of a paper which is easily erased. You can erase this, you can forge this, you can pretend it. Right? So the Gemara gives an impression, but it's only good according to Rabbi Elazar. The quarter of the mayor is not worth anything. That's the passage from the Gemara. Man hachom Rabbi Elazar. The quarter of the mayor would work. Rashi, the Shever Rashi over there. The quarter of the passage on the Gemara, it wouldn't work. Why wouldn't it work? They would have really said, that's beautiful. So what's all that? So, start teaching the quarter of the mayor. Had the thought of Shariya, the Yadav Ashtar. But if the Yachal is dying, it proves nothing. No proof to say, hey, why is that? I see it's heavy forces. You could change it, said $1 million, you want $10 million. You added a zero. No one knows the difference. It's called the upper side. It proves nothing. Okay? This is what we'll catch later, but they move on to the cocoa. We'll get there a little later. Also the same principle. Same principle. Is it clear about that? This is very important. This is the mayor's view. This is the mayor's view. Let's discuss for a moment who we're going to be talking about, which I just mentioned. Moses is in a Kavdala of a very sticky soap. The Gemara is speaking there about a man of two wives, same name, and he's not sure what his divorce, this one, that one. He changed his mind, Baba Kushma, Baba Gray, we're all discussing that. I'm not going into this right now. The Gemara says, how's the work at the end? The Adam is still rebel of the. The poster says, on top dollar on the day's last post. Abu Rabbi Meir, the Inan, Che Mukha, the Toma Khatima, the Nikta of the Shame, there or Ishno Isha, Zu. Ramahane de Mesira. Oh. It's the whole source. The whole source of the day of what we call Mukha of the Toko, that's the same expression, Mukha of the Toko, is this lie. The brother says, I have two eyes, same name, and I wanted to force, divorce one of them, they get with the document that bears the name of both of them, which is identical. It's only possible according to them alone. But the man is supposed to possibly get divorced. Forget it. You can't get divorced. It's not so terrible. You can't get divorced. You can't. There is no way to create a document. Well, not simply. There's no way to create a document which is going to indicate which one it is, which wife is divorced. Ah, there is a way. What's the way to solve this? The Shulachim. Your wife is, if two wives, Rocco, Yitzchak, so Rachel by Yitzchak A, Rachel by Yitzchak B, but yeah, Yitzchak has a father, actually, grandfather of all. What's his name? If I get Rachel by Yitzchak B, Abraham, Rachel by Yitzchak B, Yaakov. So the two different grandfathers, paternal grandfathers that the wife has, and they're distinguished. Okay, go for another generation. I mean, can't be the same. So therefore, there's a way to do it. But in the plain case of where it's interchangeable, it only works according to the lover, not according to the man. Why? Because of your soul. You need to recall Mukach Mitzot. Mukach Mitzot. Why are you looking at the soul? Not there again. Because the whole definition of a star of opinion, according to your mayor, is that Fosat Raya, the Yad Balastar, and I've told you, you're giving the person the proof because the self-fulfilling prophecy creates an effect where it has to be effective. And it only works if both sides, if it's proof, if it's Yochel is dying, for example. That's the first of the Gemara. Again, it's very rough. You see that very rough. One of the parts of the Gemara, I saw a Balazza. Only a Balazza, only Yochel is dying, it's kosher, and they would deny it. It's nothing, it's a riot, it's nothing. It can easily be forged, it's zero. So Susa Sosa is the second set. Two women of the same name. You can't tell which one of them it is. It's no proof. And if it's no proof, it can't function. Now it's important to note that the Ron argues over here. I asked him to see the Ron argues with Sosa. He says that if it's not true, it would work even if one doesn't make it. Why did Gemara say the Aden is still Rebbe Elazar? Well, the race of Rebbe Elazar, the stable of Rebbe Elazar, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Don't make a holy story out of nothing. That's the Ron said. It's not just that it's close to the Ramban. That the, you know, maybe it's not so. There's no such concept that you require to come be told for. It really would be even the quantum of your name. So they should ask the concept, how can I be? How can I not go against me? That's what he asked. See? What do we see? What do we see? What I'm saying is that there are other puzzles. It's obvious, fundamental, it's basic, that the nature of a star, quarter, and mayor, is that puzzles dry of the eyes all the time. That's indisputable to the other way of thinking. But it's inconceivable to him that any reason will go against it. Against it, I don't know, but it's inconceivable that someone will go against it. So what did he say about this Ramban? It is very brilliant and beautiful yourself. Based on the Mabar Kufay and Zayd. Mama Babasa, Kufay and Zayd, has the following text, which is an interesting text, which works for a star, Alva, I borrow money from you. So normally we put the names in, right? Ruvay, hereby borrows money from Shimon. So we know who the Lov is, we know who the Mouth is, you know everybody is? You know everybody is. So, great. You know exactly who the Lov is. And who the mouth is. However, what is the following interesting text? An interesting text the Gemara asks. What's the case? Ani b'ploni b'ploni, lavi simana nimcha. Nimcha, doesn't say mu. Doesn't say mu. Doesn't say mu. But the Gemara says, it's good. Why? Nimcha means Me'ahu gavra the nafik mitosa yadei mashma. And he was talking about a document which is primarily a shariah. And we'll get to a little bit later with the star, what makes a star whole. But primarily it's a shariah to prove that the law doesn't stay back to Malva, the debtor stays back to the creditor. But there's no name. Rebbeinu shalom. Now Gemara is giving Chav Dala, there are two names. A name of two different people. There's no name. Literally no name. The name of the creditor is asked. So what's that? Here's the rough language to explain this more about from the Rabbi Kufay and Dave, which will also explain how the monkey comes out and going to the Rabbi. Namely, quote, is a quotation for carefully. He said, Balashtar, the holding on to of the doctor by the Balashtar, the person who's required to hold it at the end of the day. The fact that he holds on to it, this fact completes, if you will, the what we call the Mukach Mitocha. But the Mukach Mitocha part of the Ran does not have to be in the Ramban, does not have to be something which is intrinsic to the document itself. The document plus the fact that someone's holding on to the document is sufficient. That's proof here is in Baba Bash Kufay and Dave. Here's the Shtarai, it's certainly from Mukach Mitocha. So how does the person collect with the piece of paper which is Lavisi Mimcha, no name, what's going to give his mother an answer? What does Mimcha mean? Mimcha means the Gemara explicitly. Now, Gavra did not think we told the Yodeh. Mimcha means the person who walked through the document to bed. How'd that work? I walk into bed and it says Mimcha, obviously I'm the person. Look, what's the document doing in my hand? Obviously he brought $100 to me, he gave it a piece of paper. So the fact that I'm holding the piece of paper that will get the bed with it is mashed in the Mukach Mitocha. That completes the Mukach Mitocha going to the Ryan and the Ramban, even though the document itself it doesn't say the name of the mouth. Is that clear? There's the Rav, the Ryan and the Ramban, also true by Gittin too. The man is named Reuven ben Shimon, two wives named Rachel ben Yitzchak, both the same exact name. So the star itself is not Mukach Mitocha. The toast is no good, according to the name. The county for the man told the other mamish, the toko mamish, the star itself, without even considering who's holding it, has to be proof who's being divorced. That gets the difference. I mean, toast Zuba Gemara and Baba Basra as well. Gittin, you have to have the shmo, have to be the proper name. whatever reason, has to be a grade level if he tells the book of Yitzchokel, then when it comes to monetary matters. Reported around, no. He is required the book of Yitzchokel, the same kind of book of Yitzchokel that works with Dinim Avodin, namely, Pisas Bala Shtar is Mashman. Right? So the Gemara puts it again one more time. Who's Mimchoni? Now who gavra the Nafik Mitzvot Yodeh? Which Rachel Batsim do we mean? Now he is the Nafik Mitzvot Yodeh. The woman who walks to bed with the Shtar Rachel Batsim. So that's the Rachel Batsim we're talking about. Not the other one who remains his wife. Mr. Soloveitchik explains that the Rami Raman are not against the Chatz Shalom. They subscribe to the basic principle that according to the Rav Meir, the definition of the Shtar Kinyan is the Shtar Raya, which is given over to the Baal HaShtar. At that very moment, we say that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy and it creates the Kinyan, which is a test. Two, and the only dispute between the Raman and Tosis is, as far as Lugo Mitzoko is concerned, they both agree after the Shtar, which is Ein Yochel is Diet. For the mayor, the Yochel's life would be no good. They only argue with the details. Must the full name of the name of the colony of the count of the Grusha, the Isha Mitzkareshet, be exclusive? If it has to be a Rochel by Sitzvah, who's the only one in town, or could it be two? And the fact that she will be the best of it, and she holds on to it, that's what we call Mashna, is complete the principle of Rucha Mitzvah, which is the requirement of the holiday. Ad Kan Devira. Yes. Shame or ish. Correct. Correct. I really don't know. The truth is, Elliot's right. If you could disprove what I just said, if you can find a situation where there's two men with the same, that's making a different story, because it's being a woman can't be married to two men at the same time. You have to have two men who are married to two different women. Yeah, there are cases. In that case, do me a favor, research it. Let me know if you can disprove what I'm saying now. Yeah, sir. Same question. It's true, but I don't think you're going to disprove it, but I don't want to go into it now. If you can disprove it, please let me know. If you can prove it, let me know too. I'm open to the truth. That's what we can prove is the truth. Okay, I've lost everybody with you so far. You have it? Conflict, you got it? Oh. Now, I mentioned before that this Shver Rashi, I just don't know what to do with the Rashi, frankly. I mean, I'm so used to the rough way of thinking, I don't know what to do with the Rashi. Rashi in the days of his days, which seems to argue, I'll have to look at the small print, maybe some of the parish is familiar with the Tanei Shuism. Was there actually tell me here on the top Rashi of days of his days? Rabbi Razi, what did Mother say? Man, Tan, Chachamim, who say what? Machshir, Yochel, Isayet, who are these people? Rabbi Razi, Dr. Rashi, Amma Chassima Zaget, Enam and Atorah, will sag the names to the Lord of the Mitzvah. See, they were not the creatures. I said he has a remark to come back to later, maybe today or Sunday. Yaakov Bafi'inon Eidim Biliyafi'inon Erev Adovadov Mimamon, come back to that very important line, perhaps later. Ilka, Lokashinon Zilmo Zaisa, the Amara the Tzrichel in Mikre, the Habibet Tano, Inu Yadi, Uman Dama Eidim Mitzira, Iker, Aboli Nas, the Tzrichel on the Eidim, Shinim Sulefneim. Not the Tikkun Olam. Yet the Tikkun Olam won't work in this case. Someone asked a question earlier today, and they flemish. So the Abbas will start to Yochel is Abbas' guest. So why don't you remarry? And Adam died. She's in deep trouble. Because the document is worthless. And Adam and Sira died. And they may even be in their consumer, but they're worthless. It's a forgeable document. And so she did not live up to Tikkun Olam. She'll pay for the rest of her life. Little Olam. Anyway. Abba Rabbi Meir, the Yom HaLov being an Edim Mitzira. So then what? How would the Rav finish Rashi? Rabbi Meir, again, Yochel is Naiv, it's worthless. That's the Rashi to finish, right? Doesn't finish that way. What does it say? Ikol HaMeichas, the Ziyufa, the man of the Samach, Edim Chassima, Isha Bol, Inase Beget, Edim Mitzira, the Panenu, Edim Chassum and Bol, Yimesh Makir, Bechassimotam, the Yeshua of the Yachta Rekha of the Yoda. He's giving technicalities over here. technicality. A mayor who says what? Lo binene mitzvah, we're afraid of zeus. And therefore what? So the pasuk is to be short of Shana Rashi, that the guest might be a good guest. Might be a good guest. But there are what we call chashoshin. There are chashoshin. Alright? Take a look over here, there's the bottom of the Tyson, it's the post called Beis of Now, the last one and a half. It says, Ye from Rashi, Mashma, the Havis Tade, come on, Abakosha. The last one of the post is impossible. The Eshalama came. Ramea, Vina, Shim, Rukha, Mitoko. As they put in the Chav Dal in the day. Yochel, Asak, and Mokhiyat, Mitoko, Kuru. Okay? But here we're big, here we're deep trouble now. No? The Rani got out of it by saying there was a Mukha, Mitoko, when the Papa Rukha, Mitoko, Mukha, was again. And now we're deep trouble. Deep trouble. Because the way Postman understands Rashi, they have a piece of paper which doesn't prove that blast to think, and it can affect the rule. Against everything we said until now. Against everything we said all day today. All by yourself today, to the Rosh. And the Chaim. That what the Shtar king in, is that he gave over a bunch of Rameya, he gave over a riot to the Bala Shtar. Over here he gave a Yoko his diet, there's no proof to anything, and threw it sex against the way Postman is to the Rashi. So, the Rosh Dahl no longer alive. I don't know how he's responded. I have very hesitant to put words in people's mouths when they're no longer alive. And we do it with Rashi all the time, but those are so close to us, a little harder. You know, those are revisionist history now that's going on. I'm here reading the new things that are going on out here. And they stole the tapes, they'll say, I don't know what they're going to say about, saying, putting words in their own mouth. But let me put some words in their own mouth anyway, after all these introductions. I'm imagining myself with the Rosh Shia, he would say as follows. The show to be close to the Rashi festival. Rashi can't go against me, against the wrong sukkim, which are so logical. But the Rabbi said, Shaman Rashi, again I'm speculating, is the closest Reg Rashi room. The Mashmo, not the Sefer. Closest left, next to left line. Mashma, the other side they come on, have a kosher. And the Rabbi say, I think, the Rashi never met, it's half the show. But Rashi said, I'm called Beis of the Day. Abra Meir, the Yama Lovina Native Mistira, Ika Lamechas with the Yufa, the Mad Summer Haede Hasima, Isha Bol, in order to get the enemy of the Fanato Eden of Hasuman Bo, and Yeshua Kirin Bachasima son, right? The Miesh Tanov is the Abdelek of Yoda. Okay? And therefore what? Rashi never, when they say Yiddish, Fieroi, Rashi never finished the test. And therefore what? What's the bottom line? The Post understood that Rashi didn't say anything catastrophic. All that Rashi's worried about is the technicality of the forgery. And he can overcome the technicality of the forgery by having two innocent people who wrote these swords and they were there and they were whatever you bring in all the witnesses of the world who were there and they say it's authentic and nothing would change, it would be good. And the rubber got up and say, Cholila, Rashi never meant that. What Rashi meant was that since the fear of forgery, we're going for the remainder of the fear of forgery. Therefore, the get is absolutely no good whatsoever. So do I say the same as Tokyo? What did Tokyo say at the end? No, it's not for me Tokyo, it's no good. The Roman claim, again I'm putting words to his mouth, I don't think it's referenced in any of my memoriam which are printed in his name, to my knowledge, maybe I don't have all of them. I'm told that the Rosh Shurim and Gittin are being put out. I don't know if you're ready to cook with someone told me. That's someone took the note. From my chef to the note from the Rosh Shurim 30-something years ago. And they're going to be coming out soon. Wonderful. Maybe we'll see there something which I don't have, which is not the printed edition that I have. I'll explain it, I'll be what I mean. Therefore, I'm adding that the Rosh Shurim would have given it to spot. Khalilah Rashi can't be against the story. Rashi never said the parents should not do the Gelu because it. Tosin Mashma Gelu because you want to know. Rashi went the same as Tosin, which is a Shad Zir. The court of the paper's worthless and nothing happens. That's what I'm saying, the Rebbe have answered to this very powerful question which would have been raised against him. The Tosin, what can I do? The Tosin had the Mashma, they rejected. I'm really not sure the way I just said it before. I'll say it one more time. Avram Meir the Yama, Lovina Nere Mitzvira. So what do you need? Hey, the Chesima, right? Hikol HaMeichas is the Yufa. We're afraid of a forgery. right? Because after all, you belong in the chasima, and therefore what? The post. I'm not blaming the post. The post is not around to you. And therefore, because we're afraid of a forgery, so we should possibly get, but the Iker is in the right, if there would be enough witnesses, whether there's six, those who signed, those who watched being given, all the king's horses and all the king's men, bring them together, you can get with your vow again. That's a postman of Shadow Rashi. I'm not blaming Tosin. That's how I would have ruled the Rashi. I've not known the wrongness of it all. I've learned the way Rashi too. The other thing Chassid Shalmas ever meant. What Rashi meant was that the possibility of fears exists. And it's a priori assumption that the quantum is made in the Mukhavisal, the whole extra star has the quantum right beyond the star, and therefore with no right, no good. Therefore, Rashi is saying over here is that the possibility of fears exists, and therefore it's not a good proof in the hand of the woman. Therefore, it's no good, no matter how many witnesses come. Those who find it can come, those who witnesses giving over can come, the whole world can come, and the all know can come, the Moshe Rabbeinu can come, and still not the Lord. That's, I think, the relevant shot of Rashi. And I think it's not contradicted by Rashi. I can see that's a simple shot, all right, but it's a good shot. But I'm not guessing it's not how the Rebbe tried to answer this question, that Rashi should be Tamur. But I don't know if you noticed, I asked you to see two rocks back to back. And that's very stuck with two rocks. Because here, when the Ram is on this side, the second parrot, when he quotes the Machlokas Rashi and Tosin, he's absolutely on the side of Tosin. Again, Tosin understanding of Rashi. Clearly, there's no answer to the book. This understanding of Rashi is completely incorrect. No one accepts it. I want to say even that Rashi himself never meant it. That's arguable, I agree. But that no one accepts it, that's clear. No one knows like Rashi. Either Rashi, can't say Rashi's wrong. I can say that. Rashi never be wrong. So either Rashi's, I don't know, schwer, we just don't understand where he's driving at. Or it's better to say Rashi meant what Tosin told us. Better to say that way. Oh. That's over here, the second parak. In the third parak, however, did you notice that the Ram denies the need to have wrong or by Kitab Batavram and the Mishurashim and Mukhav Mitoko. The Ram doesn't quote the Ramban favorably, and you don't look wrong Mukhav Mitoko. Again, so, I think a Gemara today, if I had come down that the Eidim is here at the Lord, that could have just smoked it up there. It's the ratio that belongs to the cooling. Lewis, give it the Ram. That's first thing, give it the Ram. In the second parak, he would cooperate with Mukhav Mitoko. In the third parak, he does not. What's the answer about that? No, that's not fair. The Ram himself gives you his inclination, you know. He's inclined clearly to reject Rashi the second parak, but he's inclined to accept the Ram, accept the Ramban in the third parak. What's the answer, Yehuda? The Rav's answer. The Rav didn't, I don't know if the Rav picked this up when he was getting rid of the Shia. Called the Ram the Ryan is his soul. So when the Ram in the third parak quotes the Ramban, that's enough to have Rachabat follow the two of them. It's not because Chas v'Shalom he denies Mukhav Mitoko, which one could argue against the Rachabat yourself. Chas v'Shalom, he requires Mukhav Mitoko. Except what? As we put quoted earlier, the Tzitzah, Tzal HaShtar, is Mashma the Mukhav Mitoko. The fact that the woman Rachabat Sitzchot came, she's holding on to the guest, proves that she's the one out of her co-wife, Rachabat Sitzchot B. The fact that she walked into the bed and with us, that's complete the Mukhav Mitoko. That's what you don't mean Mukhav Mitoko. But if it's forgible, it's never going to complete the Mukhav Mitoko. The Ram can see that it's no good. And let's see the two Rams. And the Ram did a flip flop as a Chassidim, a riot to the Mukhav Mitoko. And I want to suggest that maybe Rashi never meant to disagree. I know that's a weak point of what I'm saying, but maybe. I don't want the Rashi to be Shverer. The Rashi should be Shverer. So we're trying to say Rashi never meant. And I think it's really instable if you look at the words of Rashi. It can be said. On the inside. About that, we spent a half an hour analyzing the Meir sheet. Let's turn our attention now to Rabbi Lung. Let me first take a minute to take attendance, because I want to see you later, and I want to know who's who. Okay, so there's all two of you doing some of the veterans, Naim, Nisir, Adi, Zvi, Shmuel, David Krieger, Asher Teigman, Yitzchak Talmer, Azaria Cohen, Aryeh Katz. What did you say? He's married today? Did you see her yesterday? I think that's a big compliment. Wow. I was throwing him out. I don't know. I don't know. Wow, wait. by the model building. Oh, wow. Very nice. Okay. Now, the young Siegel is here, yes. Ellie Frommer. Naftali Mon and the son of all, rather. Jonathan Gross. Jonathan. Lowe. Daniel Rappaport, Daniel Magenta. No. Okay. Shlomo Marmer. Okay, Shlomo. Yitzchak Kapowitz. Okay. Yoshua Hirsch. Okay. Don Resnick. Meir Zelkowitz. Okay. Yoram Shwell. Ami Mirzo. Ami Pierre. Here? What's up? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. We didn't see anything in that letter to me. Pretty tough. Okay, could be. Ellie Schwartzberger. Okay. Shalom Schwartz. Okay. Kaysom Gross. Josh Geller. Naftali White. Abelard the whole that Star Kinyan and Sarai are so far from each other that they just barely share the same name, Star. But that's it. Very distantly removed from each other. For the Sarai, we know what it is. Proof in the hands of the Baal Star. And the Star Kinyan is something completely and totally and radically different. What does it mean? What it is, we'll call it Sipur HaMaisa B'Sav. The story is rendered in writing, and it's given in the presence of two witnesses. That's all. There's no need for any proof whatsoever. The nature of the Star Kinyan, according to Abelard, there is a document which records what's happening, and it's handed to the appropriate party. So therefore, if you have a document which says Reuven divorced his Sarah, and it's given from Reuven to Sarah in front of two witnesses, and they're divorced. Does it prove anything? No. Yochel is dying. Could have easily been forged. No matter. Star Kinyan and Saraya are completely different from one another. You only move from each other for nothing. But we understand very well our Gemara, not Gimel. But the Gemara wants to know which part of the get must be written with Shlo. Does the Gemara point out the mayor, the Chassima, point out the Lazar, the Ksiva? How do you know? How does the Gemara know? After all, Eidim and Sira Karsi, Eidim and Sira Karsi, should it automatically be this is the proof of what has to be written with Shema? So the Rabbi explained, yes. Why? For simple reason. According to Abelard, it's obviously the truth that because of a person is a Ksiva and not a Chassima, there doesn't have to be a Ksiva. Since there's only any idea of Ksiva at all, so when it doesn't tell because of love of Shema, Shema doesn't say it's because of love. Because I've asked for the Shema, it's obviously referring to the Ksiva because there is no Ksiva. There need not be any Ksiva. According to Rabbi Meir, what's the definition of a star? A raya. What's the raya? Always by definition, the raya is the signatory, the Eid HaChasiva. What about the Ksiva? Yeah. The Ksiva is what the Rabbi called the Eid HaTimsa. That the Ksiva is the way in which the two witnesses can in fact be attesting to what's happening. Well, never. You have to write it down. You have to write down the divorce, it's a marriage, it's a sale, whatever it may be. You have to write it down in order to provide the witness with an opportunity to attest to its veracity. But the real essence of the star according to the Rameh, which is the Raya Shavuot, is the Eid HaChasima. We understand very well, according to the Rameh, the Eid HaChasima, which has to be written in the Shema, but the Ikir Vakata, not the Eid HaChasima. Or the quotas, and the writing is just what we call a hechatimsa, just a way in which we can have the aid and prove what happened. Or the quotas, the shitat, Abelazar, the ikar v'kotav is the writing, and it needs not be any signature whatsoever. Now I have to go back to the Rashi called Beis, which we spoke of earlier, which is a very critical question. And it's something very, very critical. We have, what did Rashi say over here? When Rashi was explaining to us on the second and third line of Beis HaMizeis, why Abelazar required Eidim Ksivim, what did he say? What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Again, it's impossible that Eidim Ksivim. Why? The inner who the Abde creates is the Karsi. Siyavkakacha, Siinan, Azim. Why? Siyavkinan, Erva, Dover, Dover, Mimomo.
Whoa.
You get the impression from this Rashi, you read it on a simple level anyway. The Rashi is saying that when Rabbi Loz says Adam is here at Kasi, it's only because of the famous rule, world famous rule, Ein Dover Shebi'erba, Lu, Promos Mishnayim, give them a base. Ein Dover Shebi'erba, Promos Mishnayim. For a Dover Shebi'erba to change a status, married to divorce, divorce to marriage, in this nature, you require two aids. Well, an aid a kiyam. This is the question yesterday, but aid a kiyam, aid a biru. Let me explain what that means. Aid a biru means aidim were there for the exclusive purpose of clarifying the facts. That was an expression in Kiddushin. So if we saw the El of the Shakri, Samachem is there, and a Kodesh Baruch created witnesses, or the worst liar. Every one of them tell the truth. You don't have any witnesses. That's who A day view. I'll deny they bought $100 from you. I'll deny I sold you the house. Right. That's who A day view. When it comes to marriage, and what will happen if you and I both agree? I borrowed from Rafi $5. Nobody was looking. I come to business and I say, I don't owe Rafi any money. And they say, why not? He says, you borrowed the money? I said, yes, I did. Why don't you owe the money? Well, no one was looking. Crook that you are. Call me a crook. No one looks at me and it's not made about that. I'm a crook. You're the shakri for which the Gemara had a condition. Well, you'll be studying all the shakri. But if you admit that you bought the money, pay. What will happen? So men and women walk into business and they say, we're married, not look up. I say, well, are you married? Look at the ring. You gave me the ring. Is anybody there? No. You don't want to get married in public. You know, very private ceremony. No one was there. Very private. Instead of private ceremony, he closed the doors and the lights, they gave me a ring and all the books. What's the love? What's the love? They married? No. What do you mean? What do you mean? What's the language you use? A, they want? Kill. A, they want kill, my daughter. A, they are not only clarifying the fact, A, they are actually creating the fact. But kill, my daughter. No to witnesses, no marriage, no divorce, doesn't work. All right, that's an important principle. Now, we saw A, they want to see the if not for this Rashi, I would say, just according to your mayor, Eide Chassim Akash, if we take it literally, Eide Chassim are the ones who create the stock. They create the stock, the shtar, the ultimate, it's supposed to be a raya handed over, they create the raya, which is going to be handed over. The Eide Chassim that create the stock. They need two Eide to create a stock. Pasha. So too, I would say, that's me, that Eide Mestira Akash means you need two Eide and a Mestira to create the stock. To be equivalent of Eide Kiyum. Will create the transaction. Right. I'm sorry, bad expression. To create the transaction, the start is intended to accomplish. To create a sale. I want to sell you my house. So we write a document. I'm selling you my house for $50,000. Right? I'm going to give you the document, but you give me the cash, you know, exchange document. You give me $50,000, I'll give you a piece of paper, right? Yeah. Okay? I would say you need to aid them in order to have the start create. No, bad example. They're the cash create. I gave a bad example. That was not my example. It's a no cash deal. Credit. Credit. I have a good credit rating so far. I give you the document. Give you the document. The land changes hands. Done. The house is yours. If you needed to aid them, to watch me give you the piece of paper, because when they want to give you the piece of paper, they are in effect aiding Kiev in effect. They're creating, it's called, they're making the star into an implement which can create a sale. And if they're not there to watch the star to hand it over, the star is impotent, can't achieve anything. Can't achieve anything. The expression which is used by the Pasuk to define it was called Lashvuye Shtar, to make the star into a potent document. According to the mayor, you need Eidechassim al-Shvuyeh Shtar to make a document into a worthy document. According to the Balaza, you need Eidechassim al-Shvuyeh Shtar to make it into a worthy document. If no one wants it to be handed over, nothing according to the Balaza. That's what I would have said. And I would have left it completely separate from any discussion that we call Dava Shabierva, right? Dava Dava Mimama, which is basically the same thing. Forget about that. Even in monetary matters, that's what I would have said. However, the Rashi seems to be against me. Rashi seems to be saying that according to Rabbi Elazar, the only reason he ate him is Sira, when it comes to a guest, is why? Dover, Dover, me mama. You need a question of what we call Ede Kiyo. Now, I'll ask you a question. I'd like you to start answering. What does it mean? This is what we discussed a little bit yesterday. On Abdallah and Aleph, the Gemara's Allah, the Kaimah, the Lezah, the Gittin, the Tosh makes reference to a famous Sigin Asevo, Machlok, the Fulham, 20 Abdallah mentioned in that context, whether it's the Gittin below the Shtarot, or the Gittin Va'af Rishtarot, the Tosh Pasuk Va'af Rishtarot. I'll ask you a question. What do you mean, Halach Rav 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 Rishtarot? What do the words mean? What do the words mean according to this Tosh? Tosh, according to this Rashi. Rashi is saying that below the required native of Sira. Why? Because of Ein Dava Shavi Ever Bavos Mishnayim. So why would you require Ein Dava Shira in a document which is given over? Reuven told the Blanche Shimon, I give it to you. So why do you need Ein Dava Shira? There's no Dava Dava Mimam. There's no Dava Shira Ever Bavos Mishnayim. Only money.
Dava
Dava Mimam. Oh, that's a good question. The answer is looking at the solution means we derive Ever Dava the Kiyuma from mother, which is the Biruvin. How do you do that? Look at the Rashi for this. A little bit tricky. But that's not our discussion right now. That's not the given. The given. The Eidei Kiyum with respect to the Isha, the Dava Shabiyam. The question becomes, according to this Rashi, Chavdeis and Bidei, what do you mean, Alonka, Brother, Bishtoris, Eidei Bishtirikai? What do you mean, Bishtirikai? There's no Dava Shabiyam. What are you talking about? That's the problem. It's a very serious problem. How do you understand this halakh? No? Anybody? So one might make the following suggestion. A major suggestion. Whoever from the next wants to learn the shot. He didn't call Rashi, called the Rambam, but it's the same principle. What the Gemara says with respect to Shtarot, Halakha of Allah, Eidim Mitzira Karsi, all it means is a negative. You don't need Eidim Hasim. You know what? You don't need Eidim Mitzira either. According to this understanding of the Rav, in the Rambam, and I'm adding it for Chor and Rashi too, there's no need for Eidim Mitzira when it comes to a Shtar moment. When the Gemara suggests Yechus Krav Elazar B'Shtarot, remember, Krav Elazar isn't anybody's Shtarot. The Lord only follows with Meir B'Gittin. We are extrapolating anybody's Shtarot. The Machlok with Amaroyim, who would say we pass like a Elazar B'Gittin. And even the Shtarot, the only Shtarot, Rav and Shmuel, that was getting to the act on Tev Elam B'Zeh. So, the way Rashi seems to be saying over here is, those who say, Allah Krav Elazar B'Gittin, but not B'Shtarot, mean that B'Gittin, you need not have Eidei Chasimah, and by Shtarot you need a Veda Chassim. By Shtarot you need a Veda Chassim. The Lazar will have to come to later on. Ramban talks about it somewhere. But, by both sides, we make an open suggestion. You hold that Rabbi Meir, again, that's a Meir sheet. All about one Rabbi Lazar. The simple interpretation is the same as Rabbi Lazar required that he would see with respect to a get, so be required that he would see with respect to a star. Just know, all that it means is that you don't require Eidei Chasimah. Remember, Rav Elazar came into business to argue with Rav Meir. Rav Meir said, Eidei Chasimah, currency with Eidei Chasimah is nothing. Comes Rav Elazar and says, no, not Eidei Chasimah. A star is a star without Eidei Chasimah. And, with respect to gifts, Rav Elazar formulated his policy, Eidei Mitzira, currency, Korosim, Sefer Krisus. Remember, that's what currency tells us. We're saying it's not currency. Sefer Krisus, right? So that's what they're really arguing about Gil Gibson, they only say it's a mysterious character. They're a mysterious character because it's always should be ever. When it comes to monetary matters, it's going to be an amazing conclusion for this. You don't need anything. Not a different FEMA, not a different FEMA, nothing. A piece of paper, which I gave to Rafi, selling in my house. Okay? Okay. Count the beds the next day, The next day we come to the medicine, I say, I changed my mind. I don't want to sell it to them. That's too late, it's over. I said, no, the method of sale was faulty. And the medicine interrogates us with both honest people. How is it sold? I say, I want a piece of paper. I set up in my house, and I gave it to them. And Benson, with any witnesses there? No. Any chasima? No. Any material? No. What's it there? Good anyway. Talk about a kiddush. Good anyway. Look, if I were giving you money, no one would look for it good anyway. You do chalitza, it's good anyway. The star is good anyway. A star is considered a star just by the virtue of the story written on it. You don't need Aiden to make him into a star. You don't need Aiden by Gibson because the fellow should never have any kids. We need to make him into a star without any Aiden whatsoever. That's how the Rav suggested shot in Rashi. He didn't say Rashi, he said shot really in the Rambam. Maybe they were subscribed to the New Year's Club. Maybe. The Rav assumes not. The Rav assumes not. Oh. Now, one may make the following argument. So I want to suggest that the trap even rejects. Hold on, I'm going to explain it to you. With me so far, any questions? Gotta get into the old world, similar to something. Digging foundations. We're going down. We're digging down. 10-4 numbers. Big building to build. Big deep foundation. Yeah. Getting the condition over. Getting the condition over. Most of the U.S. Catholic is saying, when it comes to monetary documents, perhaps was not required to aid it in the flesh. Why not? That's what I'm saying. You only need to aid in the flesh. You don't have a dog's mouth in.
Who
aids in? In general. I don't know about that. I'll be standing up with brothers by my moment is too. Very subtle. To get again, the first day, I was required to aid him in the flesh, Lashriya Shtar. Aid and keep in the fact Lashriya Shtar. Most of the second day, it says, we have, yes, but I'll go on to find this substitute for that in Dina Mamun. And I'm not completely convinced that when Rashi Raman was talking about Dalma Shabbat, when they did the argument in the Ayes Pachalik, the Rabbis did their three sheets, according to their spokes. Both agree that it principally in the Ayes Akir, Ayes Akir is Sira Lashriya Shtara. The first they hold is in the flesh, the second they hold is on to find a substitute. First they deny that substitution. And Rashi Raman holds, now you're here at all! Don't even know. Only if the devil should be heard. I'm thinking, if you can't, I don't have to prove it conclusively. Maybe that kind of line effect the same as the New Year's Chalak. Okay, I'm not sure about that. But now about that. What if all 300 dollars are being a top skittish neuro? Even if he mayor called Ede Hasim McCarthy would still require Ede Mitzira, not what he needed for. Not to make the star, not to show it. To make the star, what's sufficient? What? And to continue to make the star. But why do you require in effect, when people are in the not because of the seer as such. Because in Dava should be ever, Pachos Mishnaim. I was thinking, hey, wait a second. If Rabbi Natan is right, and Rabbi Natan says that even Rabbi Meir requires two witnesses to see the getting handed from husband to wife, because why? Because in Dava should be ever Pachos Mishnaim. And Rabbi Lazar is going beyond Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Lazar is dating Messira Karasi, so that statement should be taken in a positive sense. Ede Messira Karasi, then you have to go beyond Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir said you need Ede Messira in effect just in order for the Dovah Shavierva problem to be overcome. Clearly, the Korah, Rabbi Lazar requires it intrinsically. He requires it intrinsically. That's the pashtus. But once again, it's not conclusive. Because we can suggest, we can argue, as the world, I think, was arguing, that maybe Ada Mysterious Kind doesn't mean anything. It just means you don't have to conceive. It's a negative statement. Ada Mysterious Kind in its original form of getting is a positive statement because of Zohar Shabir, but Kosh, the same increases. Ada Mysterious Kind
in what became known as a more popular expression, which applies even to Dini Mamet, but only with the negative. You don't require any chasima, kolami, and lichaora. We can prove that this possibility is correct from the Rosh. Let's turn our hands on the answer in the Mount of Thomas, the Rosh Perek Tes Simen Zayin. It's a very important Rosh. We go a little bit out of order, but we're going to be here for a while. I also want to remind you, Sunday Shia is at 11:30. I have my mitzvah maybe a few minutes late. I hope not to be, but I'll be here, Mr. Shem. Okay? Be patient. Perek Tes Simen Zayin. Perek Tet Simen Zayin. Look at this important rush. He quotes our main account. I'm going to read you again. He has a long quote of the rib, very long. But after he gets to that quote, and there's a few other lines I want to read you, pick up from a little. I'm going to start with, you see a little Aleph of the Korban Asano? Is there an Aleph there? You want to see it? I'm going to start a line above that. Okay. We'll be the Korban Asano Duch the Mesira Karasi. Mashma Shakrisus Toli Rak Fede Mesira. Everyone see the place? Of course. You ever got me? Look at that Aleph now. No? Perek Tet Simen Zayin. Look through the Aleph. It's halfway down the first column of the base. Right? I think my edition is the same as yours in this respect. But there's a small Aleph in brackets which indicates Korban Asano. Right? It's a little more than halfway down. Vizulatam Eino Get Cloud. No way to material, zero. Other Carmina, they named him Chosma get Elamay Tikkana Olam. Lo Kamash Yud Shalo Yud Trichin Leder Mesir Rebish Asasinim, which is where the Rip understood. Ela Achi Kama, Tikkana Olamu, Shiyu Gam Eder Chasim Leder Mesir Mesir, Kedei Shalom Tetsnarach Lachazer Achar Eder Mesir Ayom Ola Mokh, Shetavi Aget Leraya, the Kela Shaget Biyada, Vedim Chasumim Baal, Talinan, again the same three magic words, what are? Nu, the Mistava, the Hechsher, Nase, Gam, the Eide Mesira. Okay? Same as Tosa so far. Then he adds. Look what he adds to Rosh. Na kol yodin, dein dova shebiyer v'plavos mishnayim, v'yev shala hatu eshe tish, ilol nim shala v'fnayim, get this me shnayim atiru l'shuk. V'yav rabi meir, d'yamir v'chassim v'kaiti, l'olam eil anitaret l'shuk, אם לא שנים זה מפני עדים, אם חסים מן המעידים אלא שפשעת בו, גם זה יודע, כדי פרשע מן הטעם, מה שקורא רוב רוב מן הטעם, let's stop right over here. So here's, I just hope to destroy my whole argument. The Rosh in the same line, quote them in the top, which says what? Even the mayor requires two aidim because of Zavah Shabiyarba. And in the same exact line, he seems to be saying that the only reason that Rabbi Lazar requires Eidim Mesir by Get is why? Not Kol Yodim what? Come on. Not Kol Yodim what? And Dama Shavira Bolas Mishnayim. So, wait a second. Rabbi Meir agrees. Rabbi Lazar agrees. What are they fighting about? So the party is forced to say that they're only talking about negatives. Not that Rabbi Lazar requires something positive more than Rabbi Meir requires. Will be called a mysterious character. No, the figure of speech. Rabbi Lazar only requires the aid of a seal by Nama Shaviyava, which a man also requires three men of time. So when Rabbi Lazar, the aid of a seal character, it's a negative statement. You don't need any chasima. But any positive which he says, namely, that you require aid of a seal character because Nama Shaviyava, a man also requires it. So all Rabbi Lazar said aid of a seal character was a negative statement. You don't need any chasima. That it seems to emerge from this rush. It seems to emerge from this rush. So, I have to tell you, in my opinion, that absolutely concludes. I want to suggest still we can argue that so Eidah Mitzvah Kaiser means something positive. You need Eidah Mitzvah, we call that Shvuyei Shtar, to create the Shtar. I then why did you have the Rosh in an explanation? Remember, who is the Rosh jousting with, if you will? Who is he jousting with here in this whole page? Who? The Rif. So why did he mention the idea about Kol Yodin in the Rosh Hashanah Prophet Mishnayim? He's trying, it's a debate. You know, when you're about in a debate, you don't always present every last position of yours. You present the position which is the strongest one to overcome your opponent's position. That's what it goes to a debating trip. Who's on the debating team? Nobody? Anyone on the debating team? No, I don't mean in high school, not the show. Not the show. But in high school, was it? But no one was ever in high school debating team? Really? But, you were. With Flappish. Lou, they probably had a good team. Pete Ramash. They probably taught you, if you want, they probably taught you in your debate, you know, if you have certain things which are not so strong about your argument, if you can win the debate without mentioning every last point, which can be considered an attack, so the Rosh is trying to attack the Rif, to win against the Rif. And what is basically so, Talina and the son I call Mef Shanat. Now, the fighting is Hilchos Gittin, and everybody knows Hilchos Gittin, it's very famous. That ain't double shirt ever thought of Mishnah. It's a very famous halacha. So for the Rosh to overcome the Rif, all we have to say is that we assume that the aid that the man gave over the document in the presence of two witnesses. Why? Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows he can't get the fourth. They never should be ever thought of Mishnah. So Tom, Dick, or Harry who got the fourth went to Reuben and Shimon as Eidah Chasimah, and then it gets turned up in the hands of his wife, Rachel. So we assume that Tom, Dick, and Harry know that end of a share of Bobo Mishnayim. And of course, we explained it yesterday. Once you have that, give it an Antadi, a Rish Lakish, so forth. But the basis of it is the factual representation, and so there's an overwhelming likelihood that it was given in the presence of two witnesses. And the most overwhelming likelihood is, in what case are both dying? Again, why? Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry know that Ein Davar Shaveh Mechlokes Mishnayim. That's what the Rosh introduced this into his argument. But perhaps the Rosh would concede that really the truth to tell it, if we wanted to focus between ourselves, you're really going to need to aid him. I'll show you how I'm trying to prove it to you later. You really need to aid him, not only in Gittin because of Ein Davar Shaveh Mechlokes Mishnayim, but you're going to need it in monetary matters as well. He didn't have to mention it, because it's the biggest risk. But in reality, he may accept it even in monetary matters as well. In other words, the Navy, what I said before, has some truth to it. If a mayor required that it's a mystery de facto for the Dovah Shabierva, this would be certainly an impetus to assume that a quantum of laws needed more than that. I mean, needed more than that. You need a mystery of Shui Ashtar. I can get out by saying, Eidah Mitzvah has only a negative statement, he's only Eidah Chasimah, you can get out that way. But it's not the perfect way out. Either Rush, we assume the Rush got out of it that way, maybe not. Maybe that's why he uses expression, this debate against the Rift. But even some concede that you're required to aid them as Shvi Yishtar at the first day in person, that's Aleph and Aleph. You need two warm bodies there. When I give Rafi a piece of paper, I told him the house, and there are not two actual people watching it, it's invalid. Even the Rush might agree with that, although in this argument with the Rift, he presents in his debate, or the better debate of this, if you guys remember, in his debate, he's always put his best foot forward that the Talina and Mishamach Shanata based upon Dara Shavir Kovach Mishnai. That's what I want to say, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. Okay, about that? Any further questions? Yes. Both of your names. Right, get both. What's the yes, so what's the question? Was it? Spell it out. I'm going to get you in. You're going to put your foot deeper and deeper in. Keep going. You need both. We need both. Keep going. We've got to pass the teeth now. Keep going. You need to have the teeth on the small, for sure. And now on. You're fine. Now on. Zion. You already figured it out. Let me say to what he, now, so now I tell you how he pulled, his foot out of his mouth. So he would have made a jump in his mind. Rabbi Lazar, who required Eid HaMitzvah, Nashuia Shtara, also requires Ksiva L'Shma, that's the very essence of the Shtara according to him. So Yehuda was in his mind, made a jump. And if Rabbi Meir requires Eid HaMitzvah, because Rabbi Tam says Eid HaMitzvah Bach Mishnayim, he should also require Ksiva L'Shma. And Yehuda recognized, realized that's not true. Because the only reason why he requires Eid HaMitzvah, does Rabbi Meir, is to not to tell Eid HaMitzvah. And that was the Rabbi Mishnayim. That's not to do with the essence of the Shtara. You with me? This, of course, is one of the reasons why I'm not so quick to accept the rough concept that you don't need even a quantum of a lot of Eid HaMitzvah to create the Shtar. And it's only for the purpose of Dabba Shabir. Because then, if the whole requirement is to wait until Shri is Shtar, and the Shtar can exist without any aids whatsoever, that's the whole Mahalak before, the Ksiva with the Mitzvah with the Aiden. Okay, so the rough will say, Ksiva with the Jew, hey! It's not Shtar, it's just... Yes, I'm sorry. The Hedekia, really.
What?
Hedekia means that in order for something to happen, there has to be two witnesses there. If I give a ring to a woman, no one's looking, you both get agreed it happened, they're not married. So it's over here. But the man divorced his wife, he gave it again, no one's looking, nothing happened.
Right. So what I understand is that really,
of course, the view is for college. But the first day, you really do need it. But the second day, very good. You're a tremendous lawyer for the first day in Tulsa. Why the first day in Tulsa rejected the view is for college? Because they said, you're crazy. How can the Hodar's bowed in work to serve an effective day to kill, in effect. How often I get the right, my wife a ring and no one else is looking, that doesn't help. You need two real guys. So the first day, you need two real guys that I gave the piece of paper I told them to have. The New York Times says, no, in monetary matters, how often I found that you could even achieve what would be the equivalent of a day to kill. The Kiddush. Terrible. Look at the end of the Torah, the end of the Rosh, rather. End of the Rosh. The end of the Rosh. Eric Tess, Simon Zion. He's bothered with Akasha. He's bothered by Akasha. So that's 6 lines before. V'har the pligi rabba levi rabbi yochanan. I'm asisim the shlosha gittin. Him tasty and low tasty. You saw that it's quite enough gimel. Famous Gemara, Shlosha gives Sulim, Mr. Vakasha. You saw that whole story? What are three? Who remembers the three? Who knows about the three gifts? What are the famous? Elos, man? Eight Echad? And what else? Saviado? Saviado. Elos, man, Saviado, and Eight Echad. The kids or whatever, to make it quick. Those three. They're also a little flaky. A little flaky, what's missing the time, what's missing one witness, right? What has his own handwriting, which maybe these like two witnesses, maybe not exactly. So those are the three which are sort of in between. What in between? Let's review again. A good guess accomplishes three things, right? One, that she may marry another man. Two, if she marries another man, she can stay married to that man. And three, if she's a child, the child is a kosher child. And that's the in our mind, they're indivisible, no? If she's single, they're all three vow, right? She can get married, she may get married, she may stay with her husband, and the child is kosher. If the get is no good, what happens? The woman who got married with a get, which is a fake get, nothing on it, nothing written on it, one of those, you know, $2 gifts you can buy at the store there, and nothing on it. They used to give them out, they used to be fake. Getting right, I'm not kidding around. Yeah. Rabbi says, do it. Well, they made a living. $2 is a guess. $10. They made it a joke. So what happens? They get a zero, absolute zero. A, she may not remarry. B, if she remarries, she has to get divorced. And C, the blood is not there. Come on, it's blood. It's an adulterous relationship. Okay? So here in the Mishnah, Rabotai, what does it say these three things? What does it say about these three? Be close. What does it say? Low tinase, right? What's that in the Mishnah? She shouldn't marry with it. That's one. But the vlad is kosher, not a mamzer. But they left at the middle. What's the middle? If she got married, but she get divorced. Not found in the Mishnah itself. Right, the three things, they get the two extreme cases. They said, look, she may not marry. Kid's not a mamzer. Then we go to the level of severity, right? The best guess has three things. She may marry ideally, she may marry the chachila, she can say married to the evidence, and the kid's kosher. The worst guess has, again, from the other direction, the worst thing is the kid's a mamzer. Next worst thing is she has to get divorced even if she remarried. And the third thing is she's not a married even a chachila. So the mission has the two extremes, the in-between kind of a guess. She may not remarry ideally, and the kid's kosher. But the omitted from the mission is, if she did marry, must she get a divorce or not? So the machlokas ha-tamaroi, Rav, Levi, Rav Yochanan, on this point, came up on the thing. Asked the Rosh, what they find not so much. Well, it's Mishnah go according to Rav Otsai. Who does this Mishnah go according to? That's first glance. Who? Who? Me, who, there, the Eza, who said the Mishnah came up? Who? A mayor? One that the Lord doesn't talk about. Eight of his dear characters. They're going to be good. So the whole people according to the mayor. So the fact that Rav and Levi and Rav Yochanan are arguing according to the mayor, doesn't that prove they're a mayor's right? A mayor's right? What did he drink? What are a mayor's right? He popped the push and down like a Abelazza. But what's he driving at? What's he driving at, about I knew. Who drank, really? Was they? Who said talk about him? Who said both? So why are you changing your mind? Boom! That's right! That's the rib shita! Boom! This is an effect propping up the rib. That's the problem over here. This last line, the hard to pligi rav, the labor of Yochanan, the Matisse, and the Shloshe Gittin, if Tetsi, if Lotetsi, Afagad, Asagar, the mayor, the Kamagar, the other. So what does that mean? That's not Akashi asking. He's saying, doesn't this prove the rib is right? Doesn't this prove the rib is right? Namely, either the father of a lazar that ate him in Syria currency, that a Hasima could also work, and that's exactly why there's a three of my clothes, ha, amaroyim, whether this qualifies or not. That's how the rift began. Take a look at the previous page of both sides. The previous page, the last six lines from the end. Kazir of Alphazal. Shavina Meha. Slovina Eri Vesira. Elehecha Dein Eri Chesima. So Rav was the Omar of Nisus Vein Echad because of your sulfur, Shavlad Mamzer. Vuhu Dama Loch Kharab Allah the Begitin. He's not a dinah, Shavina Eri Vesira. Echad Eka Eri Mechesima Ashtay Echad Eka. Hey, look at the Chesima Klau. Machshir Rav. What are you kidding? Also, we had Echad Nigger be called the Hekad Leka is Cloud. And the bottom of the top of the Rabbi Echad, Umashiri, Hekad Nigger, Ede Mesira, Afil Leka, Ede Echad Shamina, Ede Tahai, the Apostle, Ede Echad, Hekad Leka, Ede Mesira. The Ike Bechasim Shneinen, Machir, Afilato Leka, Ede Mesira. This is the riff proof in this dispute that he is right. I went right over the stairs. There is proof in this dispute that in effect Rabbi Meir is accepted. I would possibly have a lot of said, what do you use the key words? Both! They're both accepted. Because Rabbi Meir never argued Rabbi Meir on that Eidech Hasima works. He meant half Eidech Hasima counts. They both work. Either works, I mean. That's your proof. Now the Russians are scurrying. The Russians are in deep, deep trouble. How do you get out of this proof? After a whole discussion, he said it for last. The Rift first proof, the Rush said it for last to refute. I mean, I better say it one more. I think he has a loss, the proof. One more time. I'll say it one more time. He didn't do Chazir over again over Shabbos, so he'll know it. The Rift proves for the fact that the Amaroi, where we usually follow Allah, Aram, and others, are discussing the issue of the three flaky gittin. Ein Lozman, Sabiado, Eid Echad, and they're tupling, Tetzer, no Tetzer, here, there. Well, what part is there? Is there Eid Mesira, certainly good? No Eid Mesira, certainly no good. There it is, there are no Eid Mesira. And if there's two Eid, then it would be good. Now, there's a tuple about one. You see clearly that there is, that Eid Chassimah will even if one ever loves it. We pass the Gabbalah at the beginning, and this is going well off on the night. That's the Rosh Kufin, sure. Says the Rosh, he will refuse the proof. Look carefully how he refused the proof. Very interesting. Ikal HaMema, now the last five lines of the Rosh. Ikal HaMema, Shem Da'avi L'mishlo Shegit P'sulim, Haimu She'ein Bo's Man, U'v'ha'lo Polit. Remember there were three of them. One is Elo's man. Elo's man has nothing to do at first because of the mayor of Elo's. It's a different story. That's why they're fighting. Because Elo's man, that's already a discussion even quarter of Elo's. That's terrorist number one. Okay, good. The old and the old mayor. The Bukul Ligan Akusa. Gamma of Elo's. Remember, the Tasha tried to find out all three. But there's a difference between them even quarter of Elo's. Why? Look here. Look carefully. The Amal is the day. Shall aid him close now again. If they take an olam, the hey gosh, I get chosum biyano isha kill choto. Eina tricha lahavi lifaneinu eide mitzira. Shalu told him check it in nimtzala. Right, I call that shanase. Listen to this punchline. Hilka nafka mina the kashrus eide chasima l'rabalada. Kemol the Rabbi Meir. What an incredible line in the Rosh. Rabota, according to Rabbi Meir, if you have either a Sabiado or an Eid Echad, there's a major question in the Mara whether it suffices what we call La Shuye Shtar, to create the Shtar. Can Sabiado create a Shtar? Can Eid Echad create a Shtar? That's the discussion there in the Sugya, right? Everybody with me? Says the Rish, says the Rosh. It's the same, this is the machlokas between the various positions over here. Rav, Leir, Rav Yochanan, but the Mishnah is unclear. The Mishnah says, Vat of Kosh, indicating that the Yitzchak. Oh, should marry, indicating that it really is no good. You know what the real criterion is? The in-between criterion. If she did marry, must she have divorced. But the fact that a Vat of Kosh may mean that's about the right level, there's no discussion in the Gemara. I mean, the right level is so good. The fact that she's not against the divorce, the Chatzila, also may just mean, the Chatzila, Chumah B'Yamah, the Rabbana. The real criterion is, to prove if she's married but she gets divorced. That's the mission of that. That's the fact of that. It's different. If it is, if she's married, she need not get divorced, but the get is basically really that the right is a good get. Not always a good get, to create a get, create a divorce form, I mean, it would also be a good get to prove divorce according to Abba Laza. Remember, any get, which is good for you, reverse that. What do we say? What is a get according to Abba Meir? You give the raya, how we start this year today. Hatfasas raya viyad malashtar. You gave the woman a get with sabiyad, or with one witness. And say, according to one opinion, is it sufficient proof that you're divorced? That she's come from his prophecy, she really is divorced. And according to Abba Lazar, he has to be able to see it as well. But they lie. That's what the defense is, with a get, to prove that she's divorced. That's what's funny. Excuse me, man. There's only one witness. Yeah, there's only one witness. Excuse me, man. This is the hammering of the husband. Yeah. Will the Ben allow us to be married on this basis or not? Says the Rosh, that depends in turn on the dispute whether the get is good according to every man. If the get is basically good according to every man, it's going to be the right to create the Gerushin. If it's good according to Rabbi Lot, to prove the Gerushin. If it's not good to create the Gerushin, it's not good to prove the Gerushin. Therefore, the Machlokas between Rabbi Lot and Yom Tov, that's theoretical. You need a material. For sure. You must have a material. I have never made an excuse. What's the truth about 1A, Sima, Saviato? It's ridiculous. Not ridiculous. Because eight of his people died, and they went to China, and she's trying to remarry based upon this piece of paper. If the piece of paper is good enough to create again according to Rabbi Meir, it's good enough to prove again according to Rabbi Lazar. And it's not, nah. It opens up a whole new Pandora's box. We're not going to spend enough time with us. Namely, these two kinds of gifts, these two kinds of stars, namely, about that, one witness instead of two, or the person's own handwriting, do they have a status of star? Remember, go back to the beginning of yesterday's year. What is a star? What is the most important governing principle of a star? Now we start this year's year with one line and I'll give them. What do we call that line? Again, what's that line? Eidem ha-chasum and al-ashtar, no, finish the line for me. Na'atem, to me, to Nekra, Eidusa, to Beth. We're going to discuss it again on Sunday, Mr. Shem. We want to know that. Is that only two Eidim? What about one Eidim? Is that only two Eidim? What about the signature of the person? Maybe that's like the equivalent of two Eidim. That's relevant to the creation of the star according to Rabbi Meir. It's relevant with the creation again. It's also relevant to the proof of the pudding according to Rabbi Lazar. So therefore the written is wrong. Without any material, there's no gag whatsoever. They're simply worried of material. They died. She wants to prove it. So Saviyah, the right effort to be sufficient, will depend in turn upon what's in the court of your mayor. That's what they argued, even with the local life as well. You may have, some people I think walked in the last piece of the rush, because we weren't prepared. If you ensued the rush, you need me. The rush was set. I didn't hear anything over here. But since some of you got a little bit lost, maybe we'll try to review it briefly again on Sunday, and then we'll go on. On Thursday, I thought we'll talk about the time, but this week we just got started, so maybe next week we'll...